We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We're just talking about soda wars, and how Sprite has passed Pepsi to go to number three. So now it's Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, and Pepsi. Surprisingly that Pepsi has dropped now from second place in the last 2 years to fourth place. This is not about any specific drink, but Jesse Waters, who's a commentator on Fox News, he's on The Five, and he made the comment recently that no men in his house use straws because it's so effeminate looking, and he doesn't know any man that uses a straw. Now, my mother never would use a straw because she thought it created wrinkles around the lips. Like if you sucked on a straw over years and years' time, you'd get those mouth wrinkles. So she always warned my sister never to drink out of a straw. I'm not sure if that really is proven or not.
I don't know either, because I remember hearing that exact same thing. And because of the timing, a lot of those people were also smokers. So you're always moving, doing that
right.
Same motion with your lips.
Same
because
thing.
Way more Americans smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And
the average, if a drink is gotten at a fast food restaurant, what percentage of the people drink it with a straw? I think it's higher than
99.
I agree. Because a lot of times it's through the drive through too. And it's got the lid on it.
I mean, you have to have, if you're in your car and you don't have a lid on your car, your drink, you're a psycho.
Yeah. I do. I mean, it does feel a little odd sometimes you're in a restaurant to me, being a man and just being like, ooh.
Oh, you don't like that?
Ooh.
Okay. You know, is it a little effeminate for you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I think in the
talking about the red, like Pizza Hut glass?
Yeah, like you're in a restaurant, so, you know, they throw the straws out, you get one.
They give them at almost every restaurant. Sometimes like at a steakhouse or something, they'll put a straw on the
table. Oh, they do, yeah. And I mean.
But you have to ask. Steakhouse, I would. Well, I guess it depends on the price point.
Yeah. A lot of restaurants will put the straw down there for you.
But women, like my wife, prefers a straw because she doesn't trust the dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't think the glass is clean.
Yeah.
And this keeps lipstick off the glass.
Right. I'm not sure. Yeah, my wife uses a straw,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. So if the two of us have open beverages at a table, she will ask for a straw. I do not.
You do not. I don't either. And that's exactly what Jesse Waters said, was only the women.
And the femmes?
And the femmes drink out of straws because it's
the girly
too,
men?
Too effeminate. He said this on The Five. So another reporter, not with Fox News, asked Republican representative from Tennessee, Tim Burchett. He's up on Capitol Hill. And he said, Mr. Congressman, need a question. Do you?
Is it about the budget?
No.
It's about. Is it about Iran?
No. It's about straws. Jesse Waters says only women should drink out of straws because it's effeminate to do it. Your thoughts?
I don't drink out of a straw, brother. That's what the women in my house do.
He agrees.
Brother.
Hey, man.
Out of a straw?
Balking up the wrong tree.
I don't drink out of a straw, brother. That's what the women in my house do.
All right, you heard it. I don't know if that's how all Republicans feel about that. That's how he feels about it. Meanwhile.
It's a delicate dance.
In political corner. This is now. Biggie told us recently, most men who are in their 50s or older who start dating young women in their 20s, i.e., Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, will eventually regret the choice that they've made.
Most times, the situations end badly.
Eventually,
yes,
they'll look back and regret.
Yeah, in the heat of it, you're just like, I'm the man. This is great. She's hot. But give it a few years and you're like, oh, that was a terrible choice.
Shouldn't have done it. Right. And no word now if they are engaged or if they are not. This was the last thing before we went off on a 3-day vacation. Somebody said that Jordan Hudson was telling friends, at least one friend, we're engaged. So that was reported. Now, Donald Trump, in his speech to, I believe it was at Navy, or West Point.
Yeah.
He's at West Point. And he tells the graduates, he gave the graduation speech, he agrees with Biggie on trophy wives.
I must tell you, a lot of trophy wives, doesn't work out.
It's bad. It's very
doesn't
bad.
Doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out.
He should know.
Some may say the president himself.
I must tell you, a lot of trophy wives, doesn't work out.
Little advice to the graduates. Don't go for a trophy wife. Many might say that Mr. Trump has a trophy wife.
The current first lady, I don't believe, lives in the White House.
She does not. She spends
most of her time in New York, I believe.
Yep. Or prefers there, or sometimes Mar-a-Lago, but
okay, fair. Yeah.
Most of the time outside of the White House. You're talking about that one got a lot of press over the weekend.
A little off script when he said that.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
did the cadets shift nervously in their seats, or were they in rapt attention?
I only saw Trump. Like the camera was on Trump, so I don't know what their body language was like. Mm-hmm. But he did drift into a lot of different subjects.
He gave another rousing Memorial Day tweet.
The scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, who tried to ruin
Happy
the
Memorial Day even to the scum of the earth.
tried to ruin this country.
Anyways, enjoy your barbecue.
I'm doing what I can. But
yeah.
Good God, a mess. What a mess.
You gotta like the style.
Oh, love it.
Always on brand. Mm-hmm. Always on message.